is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's another hour together on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. 20 stations all across the state, including our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. We've had a couple of Detroit calls today. A lot of feedback from Detroit on the Huge text chain. We're now on 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and 94.7 FM HD Channel 2 in the Motor City area on the Roar Motor City Sports Talk. Thank you, Mac, and the crew. They're at the Roar in Detroit. 18 other fabulous stations, including our friends down at WSJM in the Benton Harbor, St. Joe area, all the way to the UP, Houghton, Hancock, Calumet, AM 920 and 107.3 WMPL. Copper Country is God's country. The show began with a huge opinion on Kelly Stafford's podcast comments from the morning after a podcast she does after her husband plays, and she said it was good to see Matthew having fun playing football again. Just a backhanded dump right on Detroit. But the Lions Nation continues to support him because he's Matthew. I'm asking you, was Matthew Stafford basically in prison making $30 million a year in Detroit? You tell me. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. We also talked some Michigan football earlier with Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com. Jim Brandstatter will check in. I just retweeted one of Chris's tweets that from Recruiting Analytics, college football's top five max speeds from ball carriers in week two, all across college football. Blake Corum on that touchdown run against Washington was running 22.1 miles an hour. Wow. Brock Bowers, that great freshman tight end for Georgia, 21.9 miles an hour. ND running back Chris Tyree, they held on and came back to beat Toledo. He was going 21.8 miles. Florida QB GV Owant, 21 miles per hour. And Michigan State wide receiver Jaden Reed on his touchdown was going 20.9 miles an hour. So we'll talk some football with Jim Brandstatter, voice of Michigan, in a moment. Graham Couch on Michigan State Miami this weekend in South Florida in about 20 minutes. And the fun governor, Tim McCullough from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, will join us at the end of the hour. A few outdoor shows left, and also some big indoor shows have been scheduled, including the Bare Naked Ladies, Boys to Men, Nelly, and more. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to buy those tickets right now and see the complete list of shows, promotions. Book a weekend. They got the Soaring Eagle Water Park and Hotel right across from the casino property. The retreat with upscale. That would be upscale. You got upscale? Yeah, can I get some upscale? Upscale accommodations. And for our listeners on 100.9 FM in the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area, don't forget about the Saganine Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel in Standish. Let's go talk about Michigan's win over Washington, 2-0, one of the best rushing teams in America. I just told you the fastest running back or wide receiver, offensive player scoring a touchdown last weekend in college football, week two, was Blake Corum on that run against the Huskies. Jim Brandstatter is standing by in the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Jimmy.
Great to be with you. Huge, how are you?
Doing good. Take me there into the press box with you and Dan and your crew. What was it like as, you know, night falls, you get the maze out, you get that big flag draping the field, and also, I know you shared it, I think, on your Twitter or Facebook account, and I did the same thing. The Michigan marching band and that halftime tribute on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 was phenomenal.
Unbelievable. I'm telling you, Bill, I've been to a lot of games at that stadium. I'll never forget when we came back after 9/11 and we canceled that weekend's game. It came back and we played Western Michigan, and everyone was just emotional and prepared for that game in a different kind of way. And I got the same feeling this past weekend. The pregame show was unbelievable. The flyover was great. The Amazing Grace on the bagpipes with the pictures of those who lost their lives in the Twin Tower disaster who were Michigan graduates coming across the scoreboard. It was so moving and so touching and yet so reverent. College football and the pageantry and all of this stuff and these universities and the athletic departments who put these things together, they just did a fabulous job. And Michigan was, in my opinion, right at the top of it. I couldn't agree with you more. The atmosphere and the environment of that game, given the, you know, the anniversary, the commemorative date, it was just phenomenal.
You know, away from the 20th anniversary, just more night games. I mean, you look at Harbaugh, two of his best games, if I'm not wrong, would be the ND night game and that Washington game, at least the way the defense and inspired play emotion. And I know TV, you don't make the call on primetime games, but, and I know Michigan, with people traveling from all across the state, they don't want people getting home at 3-4 in the morning. But night games with that crowd, that's a huge home field advantage for Michigan.
I don't disagree. I really don't. And it's a double-edged sword, I think, too, Bill. Because there are a lot of people that come in from wherever you guys are, Grand Rapids. You know, they leave at the end of the game, and with traffic being tough, you're on 96, and it's, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning before you get home. And that's tough for anybody. That's a long day. But it's great for television, and let's face it, we all know that television is the tail that wags the dog, and primetime games are great for the program, too. They give you a big, huge audience and an opportunity to show your stadium, your program, your fans to a lot of people out there. And, boy, I think Michigan got a big benefit from that game against Washington. It was an unbelievable night.
Beyond the home field advantage and the pageantry and the rightful salutes, one thing we talked about over the summer and before game one, we didn't know about that offensive line or defensive line. And, man, I know it's Western, but Washington is a Pac-12 team, and they were ranked before the season. But the line play on both sides of the ball has been awesome for Michigan two games in.
I don't think there's any question that that's been, in my opinion, the story of the season. I mean, Blake Corum and Hassan Haskins have been great, and Cade McNamara's doing a great job, don't get me wrong, but you're right on, I think. That offensive line play, the defensive line play, their ability to stop the run, nobody gains yardage on the ground, I mean, at least in the first two games. They'll get tested down the road, I'm sure. But the first two games are great. And I think, too, a great thing to think about is the fact that this offensive line, those guys, while they don't have a lot of starts, have experience because they all played some last year, even the backups, and it's pretty deep. But Sherrone Moore moving over from tight ends coach to offensive line coach, and I think getting them more athletic, moving them around a little bit, getting very physical has been a huge asset and improvement from a year ago in the offensive line. And you're right. That, to me, that's the story. I mean, that's been the dominant feature of this team over the first two games.
Jimmy, the only thing missing that, you know, I'm unsure of right now will be the passing game and the ability for those lines when they get to the better defensive units on their schedule, which would be, you know, at Wisconsin, Penn State, Ohio State's not playing any defense. Their offense still can score 50 on anybody. Rutgers actually has played well defensively, but they haven't played anybody first couple of games. I don't see that juggernaut. It might be Penn State. We'll see against athletes from Auburn this weekend. But at least a couple of games in, I don't see a defensive unit where you say, oh, my Lord, we're going to struggle against those 11 guys.
No, I agree. And the one thing I will say is that if you are looking around for that defensive unit, it's Michigan. I mean, they're the guys that have been probably defensively as impressive as anybody out there. Iowa probably, too. Iowa's turned a lot of people over. And they got a big win over Iowa State. So if you're looking for two teams in the Big Ten anyway that look like they're on top in defense, you might go Penn State. We'll get more on them this week.
Iowa.
But Iowa and Michigan.
Right. And you look at Michigan, they don't get Iowa in the regular season. They wouldn't see them until the Big Ten title game if they got that far.
Right. And so, I mean, again, it's early. And that's why it's great. Competition's going to pick up. You're going to have bigger tests going forward. And I agree with you, the passing game for Michigan, they're going to have to, down the road, throw the ball. But I think the reaction of everybody saying, oh, my God, they don't throw it anymore after you just get done blasting Washington on the ground, I think that's a little overreaction. Because don't forget, a week before that, you know, Cade was 9 of 11 for whatever and a bunch of touchdowns, and J.J. McCarthy threw a bomb. They made big plays through the passing game. So it's there. It's just I don't think they needed it. And that drive in the second half to open up the third quarter, to me, that was the whole game. When you go 73 yards and you go eight plays all on the ground, all between the tackles, and you make a 10-point game, a 17-point game, you just made a statement and told the guys across from you, it ain't happening tonight, guys. And I thought that was huge.
Northern Illinois this weekend, do you think they'll work on their passing game? I kind of watched Michigan State had Kenneth Walker go for almost 300 in their opening win in Evanston against Northwestern. Then they played Youngstown State, and they worked on their vertical passing game. What do you expect from the Michigan offense against Northern Illinois this Saturday at the Big House?
Well, I expect them to be balanced if they can be. I mean, I expect them to run some run action, play action type looks from a run thing, but they're not going to go away from the running game. Blake Corum and Hassan Haskins, I think, are the engine of this offense based on what I've seen early. You get those two guys going, and now all of a sudden you got to load up that box, bring safeties down. Then you run the run action stuff. And I think that they'll be more balanced. I think you'll see more passing plays. And I think the tight ends, too, might get more involved. I think they've done such a great job of blocking that I think that you're going to see the tight ends get involved in pass game. Eric All, Schoonmaker, those guys. So I think you'll see more balance. I think that's what they want to be. But again, it's when you're in the middle of it, you know this. When you're in the middle of a game, if something's working, you know, your mind changes. You said, until they stop it, let's keep doing it. I mean, you don't like to experiment, but I think you'll see more balance or try to be. But if something's working, they're going to stay with it, I believe.
Jimmy Brandstetter, voice of Michigan football, final season with him and Dan in the booth. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. You know, after Northern Illinois on Saturday and then Rutgers, which isn't the normal pushover with Schiano, they go on a run to close out the remaining schedule before Ohio State, where they'll be on the road at Wisconsin, at Nebraska, home against Northwestern, then at Michigan State, Indiana at home, at Penn State, at Maryland. It's not an easy schedule, and that's why you need the W's, obviously, against Northern Illinois and Rutgers the following week.
Yeah, exactly. And the back end of the schedule is the tough part this year for Michigan. And I'll tell you this. I mean, Rutgers, I think, is going to be a good test. Greg Schiano did a great job, and I think he's done a great job changing the culture in a very short period of time. And that's going to be a good test. Everybody in the Big Ten is going to be good. And in my opinion, Maryland is another one on the road there late. Given where Michigan is, you know, with Ohio State looming, that's another one of those games. I mean, that's a tough finish for Michigan. If you're, I'll tell you what, if they win the East and they get to the Big Ten championship game, they will have earned it.
Amen. I agree. I'm just curious about the passing game. And will they be able to run? Will the lines be this good against the big boys on their schedule? And we're not going to know until you get to the games. And those games will be called by Jim Brandstatter, Dan Dierdorf, Jansen and Karsh and the crew on the Wolverine Football Network. I think in the Grand Rapids area, our sister station to our new flagship 96.1 The Game. You can listen to Michigan football all season long on AM 1300 Wood Radio and also 106.9 FM. Wood Radio's
FM. 1300 AM and 106.9. You got it.
You know that. And I'm dropping it right now because I moved to a new flagship. So me and you can talk like that now, Jimmy.
I know. I'm glad of that. I got all those things during the games. Last couple of weeks during the games, I want to mention three or four stations, you know, that are on the network.
Right.
And I get so hung up doing other things and the game is going on that I sometimes forget. I got to get back to it this week.
You do. You need to do that.
You'll hear three radio stations from around the network this week during the game.
You need to drop. You go, you're listening to Michigan football on 106.9 FM and AM 1300 Wood Radio.
Have them send me. I think I did one of those. I think have them send me one.
They said your voice sounded a little high. Like you had a high-pitched voice on that.
I did?
No, I'm just kidding.
That was when I was younger.
Yeah, that was back in the day where you just started.
I'm
glad you're not paranoid about a high-pitched voice. I'm glad we got past that on the show.
I didn't get to my TV voice yet.
Your Michigan Replay. How many years have you done? Well, is it still called Michigan Replay?
Yeah, well, it's inside Michigan football.
Yeah, it's inside. It used to be Michigan Replay, right?
This is year 43,
Jim, man. I'll tell you what, buddy, and you've always been supportive of my show, but between Michigan Replay, inside Michigan football, and now the Lions broadcast you did in your final year here, you've had one of the great broadcasting careers in the state of Michigan and across America when it comes to college and the NFL. You have.
I appreciate that a lot. And all I will tell you is that I am blessed. I am so lucky. And as that saying goes, if you have a job you love, you don't work a day in your life, I am guilty.
If you have a job you love, you don't work your day in a life. You know, actually, Jim's in a country band, and they play in Dexter, and that's their opening song.
No, this week we're up in Kalkaska.
That's right, Kalkaska. You're up there at the Moose Pub, or Elk
there
Pub,
you go.
Or whatever
the VFW, it's called. The VFW.
Yeah,
up there
Elk
at
Night. They got elk burgers. They're really good. They taste like chicken. Yeah. Yeah, all right, we love you, Jimmy. We'll talk soon. Keep up the great work with Dan, okay?
I appreciate it. You take care. Have a good day.
Yeah, there's Jim Brandstatter. He's in a good mood. Hey, they're 2-0. They're ranked. They're in the top 25. Should beat Northern Illinois. Should beat Rutgers. They're probably going to run, and they've been to Wisconsin before. They'll roll into Wisconsin probably top 15, give or take. And that's going to be the swing game for the season. If Michigan could get by that, they then go to Nebraska, Northwestern at home, at Michigan State, Indiana at home, at Penn State, at Maryland, Ohio State at home. That is a big boy football schedule. Superfly Hayes, incredible job on getting Jimmy Brandstatter on the huge show across Michigan. You want to join in? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I want to remind everybody, make sure you get to thehugeshow.net before Sunday at noon. Get your NFL picks in. That $1,000 in cash from Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter could be yours. It's a weekly contest. More weeks you beat me, the more chances you'll have to win. Tom said he's going to raise it by $500 if we hit 400, was it? I'm not sure what the final number was for week one, but make sure you get your picks in every week before noon at thehugeshow.net.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Each Friday, you can win premium play prizes and bonus entries into a grand prize giveaway. Visit SoaringEagle.com for details.
One of the biggest improvements for the Tigers this year is the quality of their at-bats when they're trying to come from behind in the late innings. They've really bought into this whole idea of pass the baton, keep the line moving. We've seen great at-bats against some of the best relievers in the game over the last several months. Grand slams and pinch hit home runs in the ninth. Even a walk-off safety squeeze. All of the improvements were on display this past weekend against the Rays, who had the best bullpen by ERA and was the toughest to hit coming in. The Tigers scored 9 runs against that pen in a 10-4 win on Friday night, and then down 5-2 in the 8th inning on Sunday, scored 6 runs against Rays relievers to win 8-7 in 11. There isn't one number that captures just how much better the Tigers are in the late innings, but the improvement is real and a very good sign for the future.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
This show is huge.
Hi, everyone. Former NFL running back Merrill Hodge here. Make sure you join me every Friday at 5:25 p.m. on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour with Huge on the Michigan Sports Network. We'll break down the upcoming Lions game and the biggest games of the weekend in the NFL. The DraftKings NFL Power Hour kicks off every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, they're an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and week one may be over, but the season is just getting started on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and you can kick off week two with a huge offer from my friends at DraftKings. They're giving all new customers a can't-miss deal. Bet just $1 on any football game this week, and you'll get $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. So just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code HUGE when you sign up, and all new customers will get $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least $1 on any football game. And I will tell you, DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code HUGE to get $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game this week. That's code HUGE to get your $200 in free bets instantly after you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up, use that promo code HUGE, and you'll get that $200 in free bets if you bet just $1 with the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer, as we originate and broadcast from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. For the location close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Huge question of the day. I want everybody to go read the story about Kelly Stafford and her morning after podcast, I assume, talking about life and sports and her husband, Matt Stafford. And she talked about how happy he is now to be playing quality football. Kind of a backhanded slap and dump on Detroit. In the Lions Nation now, they have their hero quarterback. It's Matt Stafford, but he plays for the Rams. Your opinions, 1-866-838-HUGE. Read the story first, though. Okay, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. I have the free press link there. Speaking of papers, from the Lansing State Journal, opinion maker Graham Couch, also Couch and the Rube podcast, wherever you download podcast. He's joining us. Get his thoughts on Michigan State football. Big game on Saturday. Man, Graham, if they go down and beat Miami, and I know Miami had to come back and struggle against Appalachian State and got rolled by Alabama, but, man, they went at the U. I think they might sneak back into the top 25.
Yeah, no, I think that would probably happen on the road, especially after Miami won last week. It would be viewed as a pretty decent win. This is an interesting game. You know, I thought the Northwestern game would be sort of a measuring stick benchmark game, given their pretty consistent level of talent, even if they're a bit down this year. What I'm waiting to see from this Michigan State team, and I think we may finally get to see a little of it this week, is how they respond to pressure and really multiple kinds. Like, how do they respond to the need to pick up a big first down? They've jumped out in front of two straight opponents that haven't played with any sort of pressure. And then how does a guy like Peyton Thorne respond to people at his feet, people in the backfield, needing to, you know, keep taking care of them without turning the ball over when that's a little harder to do?
What have you liked about this team the first two games? Because there haven't been a lot of negatives. I mean, really, if you just looked at the film or you're just a casual fan, there hasn't been a lot that you look at these first two games and say, man, they need to work on this. I know it's Youngstown State. And I know Northwestern isn't the same team they were in the Big Ten title game a year ago, but what's the good right now, and what are areas you're curious to see in that Miami game Saturday in Florida?
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line, which has been just really poor for 5 years, has been very good. Now, again, it's Youngstown State, but they've played teams like that and not looked as good. And what they did to Northwestern, I think that's just a huge deal, what they've been able to do up front. And we're going to find out how real that is and to what extent that push and protection is the competition stiffens. But I think that's an enormous deal. I think, you know, Peyton Thorne has been as good as they hoped he would be. I think their wideouts have been as good as they hoped they'd be, especially Jaden Reed. Kenneth Walker obviously has played maybe even above what they knew he'd be. So everything has gone, as hoped for them. Defensively, you know, they got run on a little bit by Youngstown State that put together two long drives for scores. That, you know, a little bit of a concern if you're Michigan State there and tackling space and getting pushed around. And, you know, I think it was 13 of 24 on third and fourth downs for Youngstown State. And that's Youngstown State with a redshirt freshman quarterback who's, well, he's mobile, he's limited in his passing ability. So I think there are things that you know are going to be issues for Michigan State at some point. The question is, and what's got to be positive for them is they've been, there's a chance offensively that they can make up for some of those issues. They can be potent enough to upset some people, even if they're giving up some yards and win a big game 40-37 or that sort of thing. And I think that's where, you know, we've talked before about the idea that even if there's some mediocrity in this team, that the mediocrity looks different. And I think that is, there's a really good chance that it does, that their weaknesses are in different places and their strengths are in different places, and people have been waiting for that for a long time.
The athletes on offense have really impressed me in how deep they are with athletes on offense. With that strong line, and again, Thorne for two games in, Looks like he can be a steady QB. That's part of the transferring of talent from other big boy schools and the fact that Mel Tucker and his coaching staff, Graham, regardless of it being Northwestern and Youngstown State, they have looked totally prepared in all phases of the game both times they started.
Yeah, no, it's been an impressive start from an organizational and discipline and focus standpoint. And that's coaching. That's a really strong sign. I think the, you know, I don't know if there's been a better play call early in a season than that flea flicker against Youngstown State. And, you know, because the previous game, your Kenneth Walker, your new star, rushes for 264 yards. Well, if you lead the game off by handing off to him, everybody's going to bite on that play. I mean, it's the perfect time for a flea flicker. And it's also, even though you could say, well, you say that for Miami or something like that, it's a moment to show your fans, you know, hey, we're in this. We're gonna do some stuff here, and then we're gonna make this exciting, and things are gonna be different. And you hit an 80 or a 75 yard flea flicker touchdown on a first play in front of your crowd in 2 years. That's a statement moment. And so I think that was really well timed as well.
Graham Couch timing is his middle name. He's Graham Timing Couch. If you look at Graham T. Couch, which sounds like a great musician or singer, but timing is part of life. And Couch in the Room podcast, great timing in that recording. Just download it wherever you download podcasts. Also, Lansing State Journal opinion maker and a very solid Twitter account. Just search Graham Couch. Graham, enjoy that game on Saturday. I look forward to our next conversation.
Same here, Bill. Take care.
All right, Graham Couch joining us on the Meyer guest line. Meyer, proud to be a longtime partner of Michigan State University Athletics. If you think about Meyer, between youth teams, little league fields, high school fields, colleges, minor leagues, they're a part of every community that they serve in Michigan. So when you shop at your local Meyer, you're really shopping for your local community. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, will join us in our next segment. Also, the callers online. I'll get your thoughts on the Kelly Stafford article talking about it's good to see Matthew having fun playing football again. What actually was the line? I got to get it. I want to read it verbatim because I just want everybody to read. You got to read the story. All right. That would be the easiest thing. Read the story. I shared the free press link. Kelly Stafford. Football hadn't been fun for Matthew in a very long time. That's what she said in her podcast the morning after. Here's a quote. He looked like he was having so much fun, which I haven't seen that side of Matthew on a football field in a very long time. I felt like my husband has a renewed love for this sport again. For the first time ever after the game, he looked up to the suite with a big smile with both hands in the air. Kelly said it was just an incredible thing to witness. He never looked up because you can't see the damn suites at Ford Field. They're 10 stories high. Oh, he was just a prisoner trapped in Detroit making $30 million a year. You know where they made a mistake with Stafford in Detroit? Based on where the franchise was at, and this was Quinn, and if you remember on the Huge Show, I would have done what the Redskins did with Kirk Cousins. I would have franchise tagged Stafford a couple of years, and if I'm not winning, I never would have given him the big deal, and I would have moved on. And instead of Okuda in the 2020 draft at number 3, they could have taken Justin Herbert, who could have played under Stafford and learned for a year or two, and he's a future guy. But that was Quinn and Patricia, and I get we're changing the guard again. But to hear how it was so pathetic in this national narrative and now his wife, that Detroit was so bad and Matthew Stafford was the only good thing about the Lions is total BS. And that's my huge opinion. Zeke in Grand Rapids listening on 96.1 The Game. You're on the Huge Show.
Hi, Bill. I totally agree with you. I think Matt Stafford was overpaid, and he was treated really well in Detroit.
So do I.
But I remember numerous times I remember him throwing over the head of Calvin Johnson these line drives into the, you know, way over his head, where all you had to do is lay it up there for him and let it go, let him go get it. And I think Kelvin retired partially because he knew Stafford was going to be there for a while and things weren't going to get better. But
I never heard that, Zeke. That's pretty good. Listening on 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids, our new flagship station. Stafford is good, not great. That's it. Doug Skeen played in the NFL, five-time Big Ten champion. He said it a year ago. Good, not great. He can prove us wrong by winning a Super Bowl, by winning the NFC West and winning playoff games. He has a chance to prove us wrong. And I can live with that. It's sports, folks. We're not talking about life or death. It's sports. We do have one final segment straight ahead.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Bet on more than the final score during pro football season with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 different bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and create your best parlay before the game even starts. One Game Parlay is the fast and easy way to combine your same game win, total, and prop picks. New to BetMGM? No problem. Sign up today and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. With my bonus code SHEPBET. You can place one game parlay bets on football, baseball, soccer, and a whole lot more. Go ahead and take your favorite player to score, the home team to cover, and the over in touchdowns. Log in today and download the BetMGM app. Try the one game parlay with the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's go check in with the fun governor, Tim McCullough, from the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. He is standing by. And Timmy, what's shaking there at Soaring Eagle?
Man, you talked about it a long time, and we're going to continue to shake. The September 18th, Tim McGraw, Lauren Elena, outside with an outdoor summer concert series. That show starts 8 p.m. Still a few tickets remaining. You better act fast if you want to be part of that great country show. And September 24th, this is a big one. Megadeth and Lamb of God are going to bring their experience right to Soaring Eagle, part of the outdoor summer concert series, and that happens at 6 p.m. So get there early if you want to check out Megadeth. Also, moving back inside in our beautiful entertainment hall, October 1st, Bare Naked Ladies, 8 p.m. That's right. I said that the Bare Naked Ladies will be at Soaring Eagle. You're welcome. Also, October 9th, Ice Cube will be in the house tearing down the ET Hall. Tickets for that show are available. It's going to be a fun show bringing the West Side to Soaring Eagle. October 22nd, the Goo Goo Dolls will be in the house doing what they do best, and that's rocking a crowd. October 23rd, Cumbia Kings. Also, October 30th, Boys to Men. And check this one out. November 6th, that's right, I said it, November 6th, Nelly and Twista will be in the house doing what they do. Travis Tritt, the special guest, Aaron Tippin, November 12th, November 13th, for the ladies, the Perfect Girls Night Out, the Hunk Show will be back at Soaring Eagle, one of the favorites for all the ladies out there. November 27th, one of my all-time favorites, the Four Tops and the Temptations will be back in the ET Hall. That show is at 8 p.m. So we got a lot going on with the shows, Bill. And, of course, we always talk promotions. Today we got our Spin to Win. That's right, today from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Take a spin to win up to $100 in premium play. And you can do it. All you need is your Access Club card, and those are absolutely free. Of course, Friday Frenzy, our $114,000 giveaway, goes down from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Fridays, where you can win your share of cash and premium play. Also, Saturdays in September, we just keep giving it away, Bill. $120,000 progressive cash giveaway. So come out and be part of that fund where you can potentially win up to $30,000 in cash. That's right, $30,000 in cash. So come out, check out all the great shows, all the great promotions, all the great food, the water park, Standish, or Saginaw's Eagle Landing location. We got it going on, Bill, and we're ready for everybody to come out and enjoy the entertainment.
Tim McCullough is the fund governor at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, right across from the casino property of the Soaring Eagle Water Park and Hotel, the Retreat, upscale accommodations. I love that. Also, the Saginaw Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel in Standish for our listeners on 100.9 FM in the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area. Everything about the shows, the promotions, anything and everything you need is waiting for you at SoaringEagleCasino.com. And also download the Eagle Access app. Timmy, so good to hear your voice. Have a great week in Mount Pleasant.
You too, Bill. Enjoy you.
All right, there's Tim McCullough, the fun governor. From the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, download that Eagle Access app. And also, you can book your getaway today. List of the shows, times, tickets, and more at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Final couple of minutes on this Tuesday broadcast. Special thanks to Superfly Hayes. A job well done. Now, if you missed any of this show, any interview, any podcast, 1 hour, 2 hours, full 3 hours, it's all up at thehugeshow.net. All the quick links. Get your NFL picks in every week by Sunday at noon in the Beat Huge contest. At least $1,000 in cash could be yours, courtesy of Tom Rosenbach, who's a managing partner at Bean Garter. Let's go grab Dwayne in Bay City, listening on 100.9 FM. You're on the Huge Radio Network.
Big Bill, young man, I wanted to talk about this even before you made it a topic about Kelly Stafford. First of all, you think that us Lion fans weren't, you know, we wasn't having fun either. What this shows me, Bill, is, first of all, Matthew Stafford is now an elite quarterback because he won one game. Listen, when he was in Detroit, the one thing that made Matthew Stafford not a leader, and he showed it, his woman, Kelly Stafford, was always talking, running her mouth. And what she said yesterday was basically taking a shot at Lions Nation. You know, he's finally having fun now. Well, you know what? We ain't been having fun either. You know, Calvin Johnson didn't have fun. Barry Sanders didn't have fun.
We haven't had
you
fun.
Know what?
I mean, man, I can hear you, Dwayne, and it's good to hear your voice, man. One of my favorite callers of all time from 100.9 FM in Bay City. Sorry to cut you short because we are out of time. We've got to hit our network goodbye. Like I said, all the podcasts, all the interviews, the all-night, all-day replay, if you missed any show, is available for free at thehugeshow.net. Just log on and listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net. 24/7, everything is there for you.